State Representative-elect Jenny Arminio is with us from the 8th District here on the North Shore, serving, well, you can see the district on the post here. We have it down, but it's Marblehead, Swampscott, and a couple of small pieces of Lynn. But Jenny, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I know we talked way back about the campaign, and you won the primary, and then kind of been sitting around, but not doing nothing, right?
I have not been sitting around, Bill.
Okay. So Jenny, let's first of all, before we started, you just shared a story about a piece of mail that you received yesterday. So tell me about this piece of mail that you received as you anticipate being sworn in early in 2023 to the State House.
Absolutely. I received a small piece of parchment that is a summons telling me to appear on the floor of the House of Representatives on the 4th of January for the swearing in. But it's a very, it's written in this beautiful sort of oldie English language, very formal and lovely. And it is signed by His Excellency the Governor and then the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Bill Galvin.
So will the governor be there that day, or does he not show up? What's the deal? Do we know?
I believe the governor swears us in because the new governor is not sworn in until the 5th of January.
Perfect. Okay. Very clear. All right. So now let's get to one of the things here. You just attended last weekend, actually, the Legislative Academy, and this is for new legislators heading to Boston to the State House. So tell me about this, and what were some of the topics, and what was the information like?
Sure. It was a fantastic 3 days with new representatives and new senators. It was organized by UMass Amherst in cooperation with the House and Senate leadership. And we had really interesting breakout sessions about everything from budget and the state's fiscal picture to ethics, campaign finance, and even doing a mock legislative hearing. So it was very thorough, but the focus was also on building relationships, because as you know, that's how you get the work done in the legislature. And so they really wanted to bring us together and have us spend some good time, I'll say bonding, and getting to know each other.
So in this little get-together with new legislators, do you guys kind of, when there's a down moment or two, talk about issues or specific interests that each one of you might have and might want to get some help with?
Right, that's absolutely right. You know, you talk to each other about what were your priorities in the campaign, what are your priorities going to be when you get to Beacon Hill, what committees do you want to be on, what are the big, even things like what's your district like? You know, it's a wonderful mix. And by the way, my class, and we're called a class, is very diverse. Like, I think it's probably the most diverse class the Commonwealth has ever seen. And so I get to talk to, you know, folks from Western Mass and hear what their concerns are. They get to hear from me. I'm a coastal district. So we get to talk about how, say, climate change impacts the coast versus more rural areas. And it's that kind of exchange that leads to understanding and cooperation down the line.
You know, it's funny. I was just, I hadn't really thought about it, but you have three communities in your district, and all three are coastal districts for sure. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's exactly right, because my slice of Lynn goes from Swampscott, the coast of Swampscott, all the way down to the Nahant Rotary. That's King's Beach.
Exactly right. So you know you're right. You're not on the inside of Eastern Avenue. You're right on the coast of Eastern Avenue. Absolutely.
That's correct.
Yeah. So now maybe tell me about. I know you've been attending different events too around the North Shore. But what kind of things have you been doing between September 7th and or even let's back it out a little bit more from the November election to in the month of December through November and December. What kinds of things have you been attending or meeting with, different things like that?
I've had terrific meetings with select board members in Swampscott and in Marblehead. I actually was able to speak at a select board meeting in Swampscott and at their December town meeting. So those were, you know, those are terrific opportunities to hear directly from the town about their concerns and, you know, what they're going to be looking for from the state in the next couple of years.
What did you hear when you were out at the, if you will, the Legislative Academy? What about the budget situation for the state? Because we hear these stories that the state's flushed with money right now, but yet on the other hand, people are looking at high inflation and different things. And what are you hearing about the budget moving forward? I mean, in general terms.
Well, I would say that the legislature is cautious about spending money, you know, vast sums of money, especially after the 62F reimbursements, which your listeners may recall, we had record receipts, tax receipts, and so the state was forced through a provision that passed in the late 80s to give back a certain percentage of tax money to the tune of something like, I think, $3 billion. So in light of that, I think it's safe to say that the legislature is somewhat cautious about just going out and spending even more money. They want to make sure the economy is, you know, it's pretty rocky, and we want to have enough in reserves, and we want to be ready for any situation that happens to arise.
Exactly. And the other thing, so folks know that cities and towns beginning their budget process or well underway with their budget process, but planning for the start of the fiscal year in July 1 of next year, 2023. But I guess the other thing I just wanted to ask you a little bit about is committees. So you don't know what committees you might be on, or do you?
No, correct. And I probably won't know until February. The legislature will, the leadership will ask us what our preferences are, and they will try their best to accommodate us. But that's not going to happen until after chairs are selected. And then once the chairs of the committees are selected, they'll get around to organizing the membership.
Do you have a particular priority committee or two that you could share with us now, or are you still working on that piece?
Well, I definitely have my top choice, and I don't know if I'll get it because it is extremely popular. And I don't mean popular, but it's.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Sought after. Yeah. Is telecommunications, utilities, and energy, because so much of climate change legislation goes through that committee, and as we just talked about, my district is all on the coast. And so I want to be in there working on the issues that are going to impact the state's response to climate change moving forward.
All right. Well, Jenny, anything else you want to share with us about, you know, this? Let me ask you this. So are you getting excited now? I mean, you sound, you know what I'm saying? This is getting close now, right?
It is. It's getting close. I'm very excited. The Legislative Academy I was telling you about really brought home the reality of you know, the work and the experience and what's coming. And it's a real privilege to be able to do this kind of work on behalf of my district. I don't take that for granted at all, and I approach it with the utmost humility. This is all about serving Marblehead, Swampscott, and Lynn.
Exactly. I think the bad news here for you, Jenny, I think, is that you're not going to be able to carpool into Boston with Governor Baker since he's not going to be governor and won't be leaving Swampscott in the morning to head into Boston. So,
right. I can't catch a ride in that big black big black car, but that's okay. You know what I would like to do? I have to be honest with you. When I've been going into Boston, I've been going to Wonderland and taking the tea, and it's been great.
So
I want to put a plug in for the Blue Line because it's been working for me.
That's good. Where do you go? Right down to Wonderland and then park there and train in?
You betcha.
Yep. That's the best, right?
I can't complain. Honestly, it's better than paying $50 in parking every day.
No, absolutely. Well, Jenny, I'll let you go, but is there anything else you want to share with us? It's just great catching up with you again and kind of checking in with you and see how this whole thing is going since we last talked. But anything else you want to share with our listeners?
I just want to say to my constituents, thank you for giving me this opportunity. And to all of you, all of your listeners, happiest of holidays. We are going to do great things in 2023, and it's going to be a privilege to be on Beacon Hill working on your behalf.
Well, Jenny, thanks so much for doing these interviews with us, and we'll stay in touch. But again, you have a great holiday and your family as well. So thanks so much for your time.
You too. Take care.
Yep, Jenny Armeni from the Marblehead Swampscott Lynn State Representative, 8th Essex District. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.